South Sudan is scheduled to hold elections in less than 15 months, according to country's roadmap for the extension of the transitional period. But some civil society activists are beginning to cast doubts on the government's ability to organize elections in 2024. Abraham Aolich, a member of the outlawed People's Coalition for Civil Action, says parties to the agreement have not implemented key tasks for the conduct of a credible election.
Basically, there is still a lot of game being played at the moment, and the parties are not serious about peace and about the unity of the country, and they are not serious about the election. But they want to cheat. They want to conduct an election that will give them favorable outcome. And in the end, they will claim legitimacy.
Aolich says training and deployment of the necessary unified forces could create safe environment across the country for the conduct of a free and fair elections. Parties to the 2018 Revitalized Peace Agreement have traded accusations for the delays in implementing key provisions for the conduct of elections in December 2024. Kwal Atimbol, SPLM Secretary for Parliamentary and Executive Caucuses at the South Sudan's National Parliament, says the signatories to the 2018 peace agreement are implementing the tasks in the country's roadmap, adding that election-related institutions will be established in a few days.
The peace agreement will end up when the elections are conducted. You just expect the announcement within one week or even two weeks. The election commission will be established, and then the budget is already done, and everything is on the way.
Pok Bot Balwang, Director of Information for the Sudan's People's Liberation Movement in Opposition, or SPLMIO, says President Salva Kiir should be held responsible for the slow implementation of the 2018 peace agreement.
Anyone who's following the politics of South Sudan knows very well who's the pen holder and who's in charge of the resources in this country. You cannot accelerate the process of the implementation of the peace agreement without resources. There's a violation that has been carried out against the provisions of the agreement by the SPLMIG. Our commitment to the implementation of the peace agreement is unquestionable, because we know it is the only way that we can attain lasting peace in our country.
South Sudan's Minister of Information and Government spokesperson, Michael McQuay, has spoken publicly on several occasions assuring South Sudanese that President Salva Kiir will take the country for elections in December 2024. The United Nations Mission in South Sudan, the Troika, and the Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission, which monitors the implementation of South Sudan's peace agreement, have repeatedly said they are concerned about the slow progress in implementing the 2018 peace deal. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.